This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics, and I'm going to stay in London. The Times of London reporting that Olaf Scholz is being criticized, apprised in a negative fashion by Ukraine. I read the headline, sulky, that's in quotes, Olaf Scholz criticized by Ukraine ambassador. Ukraine has accused Olaf Scholz of sulky and, quote, unstatesmanlike behavior after the German chancellor declined to travel to Kyiv because of a diplomatic snub. Relations between the two countries have deteriorated substantially since the start of the war, writes the Times, as Ukraine complains that Germany has dithered on arms shipments and energy sanctions against Russia. Germany feels that the criticism has been overblown and hostile. Joe, you're the perfect person to call upon to resolve this conflict between Germany, the engine, the bank of the EU, and in the front lines of the first Cold War, and Ukraine, now under attack by Russia. Is this much ado about nothing, or does this add up to suddenly fragmenting in the EU and in NATO?
I think there are real issues behind these tensions that are developing between Ukraine and Germany, and this is actually kind of important for the story of Germany's relationship with the rest of Europe, too. This matter of whether Chancellor Olaf Scholz would travel to Kyiv, as so many other leaders have done now, has been bubbling along for a few weeks, and it actually starts with a different German politician named Frank-Walter Steinmeier, who is currently the president of Germany, a ceremonial role, but used to be the foreign minister and is also a member of Olaf Scholz's Social Democratic Party. Now, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, back when he was the foreign minister under Angela Merkel, had been a very enthusiastic proponent of warmer relations with Russia, often at the expense of potential allies such as Ukraine. So a few weeks ago, Steinmeier went on TV and made a big mea culpa about this. And after that, there was some question about whether, having apologized for his errors on Russia policy before, he would now make the trip to Kyiv. And there's a debate about why that trip didn't happen. Steinmeier says that he was disinvited by the Ukrainians, presumably because Volodymyr Zelensky did not want to be a participant in what would have been this public spectacle of Steinmeier trying to, you know, beg for forgiveness or absolution or what have you. And this has blown up into a huge diplomatic spat. Now the reason that Olaf Scholz seems not to want to go to Kyiv is that he is offended that his party colleague Frank-Walter Steinmeier seems not to have been invited to Kyiv. And I mean, as a diplomatic matter, it would really be better if Scholz could get over himself on this. I think that it's really important for Germany to be expressing solidarity in this way by making that trip, especially when Germany is now finally getting itself organized to send heavy weapons. The leader of the main opposition party, Friedrich Merz, made the trip today. He has been to Kyiv. There's no reason for Scholz not to go, other than this fit of pique that has to do with sort of party politics in Germany. And that in turn raises this question about how serious Scholz really is about swallowing his pride and swallowing some of Germany's pride on its former relationship with Russia, and just biting the bullet and making the trip, and, you know, showing solidarity in that way with Ukraine. And I think that if Scholz is finding it difficult to do that because of all of these domestic political reasons to do with his Social Democratic Party, it's going to start raising a lot of questions about how serious this foreign policy transformation in Germany that Olaf Scholz has promised actually is.
Heavy weapons, lethal weapons. I note, according to the Times reporting, London, Germany preparing to give Ukraine 7 Panzerhaubitze, 2,000 howitzers. That's described as artillery with a range of 25 miles, despite objections from generals in the Germany that the armed forces could not spare them. In addition, the chancellor has told his Finnish and Swedish colleagues, counterparts, the PMs in both countries, that if they decide to apply for NATO membership, they have his full support. And therein lies the puzzle, Joe. Mr. Scholz does the right thing, but there's this mixed message coming out of Germany. Is it driven by the fact that Germany cannot do without Russian energy, that they haven't found a workaround, and so therefore euros and dollars are continuing to flow to the war effort in Moscow?
My sense is that this is only partly about the energy. I mean, the energy is certainly a very big thing, although you will notice that the Germans are pretty committed to phasing out imports of Russian coal. Germany has now said that it will fall in line behind EU sanctions on Russian oil by the end of the year if the EU wants to push ahead with that later this week. And so that's just going to leave natural gas, which is a big problem for Germany. So, I mean, the energy diplomacy has something to do with it, but there's also domestic politics has a lot to do with it. A lot of politicians in Germany, and especially a lot of politicians and ordinary voters in Olaf Scholz's own party, the Social Democrats on the center left, were very, very heavily invested for many, many years and decades even in this notion of Ostpolitik, of rapprochement with Moscow. And it is very difficult to turn that around. And I think that Scholz is starting to try. He gave a speech at a May Day event over the weekend where he was trying to make this argument, not particularly successfully. He's popped up a bit more often in the media in the past few days than he had in recent weeks, finally starting to communicate with his base on some of these issues. But what's noticeable is just that Scholz seems to be so absent from this debate. So you have a lot of leaders from other political parties in Germany, like the unwieldy named Marie-Agnes Strack-Zimmermann, who's the chairwoman of the defense ministry and a member of the defense committee and a member of the Free Democratic Party, or Anton Hofreiter, who's the Green Party chairman of the European Affairs Committee in the Bundestag. You know, they have emerged as prominent leaders on a lot of these issues, and yet Scholz, who is nominally the chancellor, seems to be absent from so much of it. And I think that has to do with these problems that he's having wrangling his own party to make sure that they are behind him.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London, writing political economics, and we're headed to the Federal Reserve Board meeting next. A lot of economics there. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.